Harper was also a little confused about why they were working on a children's book. Children aren't important. They don't have any money of their own.
Okay, so what about a catalogue on art collectors? What about an online portal? Or an online weekly or monthly magazine? It would be so much more cost effective, you know. You know, one of my friends, Janice, I need to tell you this. One of my friends hired a fresh graduate from Indus to handle her social media. She takes this graduate everywhere, to parties and to like brunches. This girl takes the best pictures, I tell you, and share them on my friend's Instagram. She started to get so many likes now, it's amazing.
Champa really hoped her invaluable advice was being appreciated. She knew she had a way with words to make everything sound intelligent. She was also incredibly good at judging people and gauged exactly what to say to whom. She prided in knowing all the important people of Karachi.
Oh, really? That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
We've got a small team working at Vassal. The dynamics are just great. Since there's no hierarchy, we actually overlap quite a bit in what all we manage. So most of these tasks like social media, photography and editing, they're all done in-house. It's a super active space. There's always some resident artist or the other staying over at the apartment. There's always music. There's a constant buzz. Often it just doesn't seem like work at all. But with that said, everything serious happens there as well.
Oh wow, that sounds lovely. Maybe I'll come over with some lunch to Vassal one of these days. Jani, let me tell you, my cook does an excellent hand-roll pasta with pesto. You can show me the projects that you're working on also. So I'll get the food and you show me the projects. I'm sure I'll be able to guide you on them.
As Champa said this, she assumed they would jump at the opportunity to eat with her. That too, the hand-rolled pasta made by her cook. But she was met with silence. Champa suddenly started feeling very self-conscious. The combination of high expectations and high insecurities is a fascinating one. At times, it helps one achieve great things, but at times, it also freezes one's mental functions. And all they can muster is a fake smile. During that particular moment, on the elegant balcony, the latter happened to Champa. So she knew nothing but to smile as wide as she could while observing everyone's expressions. Maybe they were feeling shy about accepting her invitation. After all, she was a force of nature and several people found her intimidating, and that made life very difficult for her. All the women were jealous of her.
Yeah, anyway, let me tell you about a recent Vassal venture. As part of our educational outreach programs, we have been training teachers from the disadvantaged areas of the city, giving them crash courses on critical and creative thinking.
Ah, thinking, you know what, Jani, let me tell you, thinking creatively can save lives. Art can save lives. I've always wanted to conduct a workshop like that too. I do think I'm somewhat of an art advocate.
Anyway, the workshops are called Takhliqi Salayat. I don't know if you're aware of them. These are followed up by some exercises they could incorporate in their classrooms. We have produced a teacher's manual as well as a children's workbook they could follow up in our absence. You know the ones I just mentioned?
Mm-hmm, yes, yes.
Through such programs, I think we've trained around over 500 teachers.
Oh my god.
Champa had just informed them that she is an art advocate, which they all ignored. They must be jealous of her. She decided to pretend like she didn't care. She actually didn't care at all, but it would naturally linger in her mind for a while.
It's really nice actually. After two projects back to back in the previous year, we visited seven locations in the city. Liari, Moripur, Aurangi, Sahi Hasan, Chakragot, Sachyagot, and Ibrahim Hedri. You're familiar with these places, right? So we went there. We trained individuals in curation, critical and creative thinking, poster making and campaigning, and to exhibit contemporary art in their facilities. It was a huge success. Lately, Adila has been taking classes at Liari actually. Liari's March is a red zone of Karachi, and it's actually been known to be home to gang wars. But Adila actually started going there to do these workshops.
These workshops are held at this vocational center, which used to be a torture cell. Recently, it was retrieved for the rehabilitation of the same youth that were involved in the unpleasant activities, and it's now privately funded by, guess what, individuals like you!
Oh my god!
Isn't that cool? In fact, why don't you come check it out with us the next time we go?
No, darling, I can't go to these dangerous places without an armed guard. And being in a car with a guard holding a gun just gives me anxiety. But you know what? A friend was telling me it's not as unsafe as we think it is. So maybe, if you insist, I might just come along with you next time when Vasil does a project over there. Why don't you give me Adila's number? But you know what? I do think it's important to share this on social media. Maybe we can even get schools and colleges to send in the students to volunteer. But anyway, give me Adila's number.
Sure. Why don't you give us yours and I'll just keep you posted. Maybe I'll put you in the subscribers list so you can be notified every time we do something or something comes up.
Darling, just give me her number. Darling, you know, I have everyone's phone numbers.
Champa could get anyone's number whenever she wanted. She figured it would only be a matter of time before she would become a board member of Vasil. Upon hearing that the vocational centers were privately funded, she realized what a blessing in disguise it was that we have an inefficient government. It provided influencers like Champa a platform to become saviors. She dreamt of curating socially responsible projects in the slums. These projects would make everyone's lives better. The slum children would grow up into responsible, happy adults. She would create this beautiful space where art and social work would intersect. Even making a poor child smile could be considered art. She also decided she would hire a fresh graduate and make this person a personal photographer. Champa had always wanted to be a human rights advocate. Apparently, they earn in thousands of dollars just by calling themselves advocates.